The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everyone. This is Alan Ellis with Robin Ellis. Morning, Robin.
Good morning.
How you doing this morning?
Doing wonderful.
Good, good, good. Glad to hear it. We just posted on our Facebook page the fact that we are giving away a CVA rifle and muzzleloader. That is, you only put the one up. You didn't put the logo.
I'll get it. I'll change it.
That's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Anyway. We heard from CVA, had a very nice conversation with a fellow by the name of Forrest from CVA this week, and we're going to do something different. Robin, we're going to do something different.
Okay.
We're giving away a stainless steel Wolf for October, and then an upgrade to a Optima with a nitride barrel in November, and then in December an upgrade to, and that's a Optima, and then another upgrade in December to an Optima stainless steel. So we got a little bit of a progression, and this is all based on availability and what, you know, what's available at the factory and what they can build in a certain amount of time. So those, just like last year, those muzzle loaders are coming here, and when we pick a winner, we will certainly make sure that they get their muzzle loader. I will hand deliver it, maybe even bring Robin along to do that. How about that?
I'll go.
Yeah, I like doing that. I like out meeting the winners, meeting the folks that listen to the show. So we're just excited about that. So, and renewed our relationship. You know, we've been doing this for, what, 14 years, I think, something like that, giving away muzzle loaders. And along the way, we've met new people, and things have changed, and people have moved on and moved up in the company. So, you know, we're at a different level now. And, of course, you know, things with COVID changed everything, the way manufacturers do business and so forth. But we're on the way. We're on the way. So hopefully this relationship will continue for another 14 years or as long as I last. Right, Robin?
Yep, we were just talking about that the other day, and neither one of us want to go anywhere.
No, we're just, this is fun to do. I mean, it takes, we got to get up a little early, right?
On Saturday. Not for me.
It's not fun?
No, it's not early for me.
Oh, no, you're up at whatever time. You and the night critters consort all night long while other sensible people are sleeping.
I'm up every morning between 2 and 3.
I know.
I don't know. I just can't sleep. So we get up, we get stuff done.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's my happy time.
I'm glad you have a happy time in the morning. That's good. Mine is after you go to bed at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, you can see how much time we spend together.
We do spend quite a bit of time together because, you know, I work from home and I'm not on the road all the time. I'm on the road a fair amount, but, you know, we enjoy it. So. Oh, coffee's pretty good this morning. A lot of stuff in the news. Anyway, well, I'll back up. We posted on the on our Facebook page, the Outdoors and Radio Show, and a couple others that I've got to continue to share, the fact that we're giving away this muzzle loader. And the rules are simple. You simply call 410-WCBM-680, and I guess I forgot to put that number down on the Did I put that number on the post?
I don't know. I didn't read it. You wanted it done then.
Well, read it and fix it.
You can send me what you want me to do.
Well, you were busy talking with Chris for an hour, and I couldn't get a word in, so I, you know, we had to do it right at the end, right?
Yeah, whatever.
Good morning, Chris.
How are you doing, Alan? Robin.
I had a lot more fun talking to him.
Well, that's your happy time.
Yeah.
While I'm doing
sleeping.
No.
Alan, we're up. He's on. Right. He's working.
Yeah.
I'm up between 2 and 3.
Yeah. Well,
where are you?
Well, I'm awaiting your next text at 3:30.
It was at 4 and kissed my foot. It was just a reminder.
I know. That's funny. Anyway, I was doing the spot schedule and getting the show prep done. So that's what I was doing. Wasn't I, Chris?
Chris is smart. Yeah. He keeps his mouth shut.
No, I'm just doing some other things and getting all set for
exactly
the people to call in and enter the contest.
And yep. And the way they do that is very simple. 410-WCBM-680 or 410-922-6680 is the call-in number. And if I didn't put that on the Facebook post.
You didn't.
Robin will add it.
No, you send it to me, whatever you want me to add. Because right now I'm trying to add that picture and I can't. It won't download.
Well, then don't worry about it. Don't worry about that picture. So
he always wants something.
I always send you something and I look at it. Anyway, yesterday the news came out that the Chesapeake Bay 2021 Young of the Year survey results were announced on striped bass. The striped bass reproduction, surprise, surprise, is below average. But the other species are strong in the rivers. The Maryland Department of Natural Resources announced the results of this year's juvenile striped bass survey, which tracks the reproductive success of the iconic fish in the Chesapeake Bay. The 2021 Young of the Year index is 3.2, slightly higher than last year, but still below the long-term average of 11.4. Given that this is the largest estuary for striped bass in the world, this is not good news. This is where the bulk of the striped bass in the world are born. So we have dropped off the table as far as the Young of the Year survey. And 2018 was the last 2000. This is hard to read. 18 was the last year that there were any numbers above the threshold. Now, there have been cyclical changes in the past, but we are in a downward trend as far as striped bass reproduction. And we talked last week, there was an opinion piece offered that, and actually included that, that there be a moratorium, and that's up for public comment from the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission. The coastal striped bass population has decreased in size but is still capable of strong reproduction with the right environmental conditions. Variable spawning success is a well-known characteristic to the species. The index is slightly higher than 2020, but consecutive below-average indices are a concern, and biologists continue to examine factors that might limit spawning success. Atlantic Coast states enacted responsible conservation measures in recent years to reduce harvest and protect striped bass during the spawning season. Maryland will work with other states and the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission to develop additional measures to enhance the striped bass population through the Atlantic Striped Bass Fishery Management Plan, and on it goes. And there's a little map on the news release if you want to go to the department's, a little graph. You want to go to the department website. Other noteworthy observations of the survey were increased numbers of Atlantic menhaden in the Choptank River and healthy reproduction of American shad in the Potomac River. The survey also documented reproduction of invasive blue catfish in the upper Chesapeake Bay for the first time. 22 survey sites are located in 4 major spawning areas: the Choptank, the Nanticoke, and the Potomac Rivers in the upper Chesapeake Bay. Biologists visit each site 3 times per summer, collecting fish with sweeps of the 100-foot beach seine. The saying that the index represents the average number of recently hatched striped bass, commonly called rockfish, captured in each sample. The Virginia Institute of Marine Science conducts similar surveys in the southern portion of the Chesapeake Bay. Rockfish numbers, not another year of below average spawning. Any comments, you're welcome to call us at 410-WCBM-680. If you'd like to enter the muzzle loader contest, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Leave your name and number with Chris. Go on the air with me, or Robin, or both of us, since we're both here. Hi, Robin. You can talk to Robin if you want. She's not talking to me, so you better talk to her.
I'm right here.
And you will be entered in the contest. You can also enter via email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Name and phone number, please. That is it. Any callers on the line, Uncle Chris?
Yes, we have Glenn in Chestertown.
We have Glenn in Chestertown. Well, let's talk to Glenn in Chestertown. Good morning, Glenn.
Hey, Alan, Rob.
Good morning. How
are you doing, buddy?
Okay, yeah.
Good.
That's what matters.
Yep.
Sounds good, buddy. What's that?
It's supposed to do. There's a good tour. If things get warmed out, right? A tractor pulled today.
Oh, that sounds good.
Oh, where is that today? What area?
It's up Indian Acres Campground, Lower Cecil County.
Lower Cecil County. How about that? Well, I've been to tractor pulls. I like tractor pulls, and I would go to one, given enough time and knowing what I would do. Given enough time and,
Yeah.
So,
enjoy. I used to love going to them.
Yep. I think I shared this on the air before. We used to go to horse pulls, where the horses would either pull the sled or they'd pull logs, and then they'd just add another log on the end after they pulled the logs across the line the first time. You ever been to a horse pull?
If I was, but that was many years ago.
Many years ago. Yep. So, no question.
I think it was probably one of the first even tractor pulls I went to. They just had they called us. They didn't have nothing like to do now. And but they had the same many feet. But they'd have maybe about 8 or 10 guys down along the track and a few on each side. And every so far, another guy would get standing on the sled.
Wow. So just put another guy on.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
They have a certain amount of weight, whatever was already in there.
But. Yeah. And then they just throw another guy on the sled. That's pretty good. Yep.
That's what it was really fun.
Yep, exactly. So, well, that brings back some good memories, old buddy. So thanks for the call.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep, thanks for that call.
Well, you guys take care and all.
All right.
You have fun, okay?
You have a good time up there, okay?
Yeah. And hope the rain holds off.
Yeah, you're not kidding. You're not kidding. So.
That's right. It's supposed to rain today, so it cools off. Well, how about it holds off till you get done at the tractor pull, and then it can rain, because I want some cooler weather.
Yeah.
Is that fair enough?
I think so, yep.
It's all done, I'm back home.
That's right.
That's
and
right.
Then it can pour.
Then it can pour all you want. Yep. So... All right. Thanks, Glenn. We appreciate it. You have a good weekend.
I like the early morning calls, too. It just gets us started early.
Yep, that's true.
And he's in the muzzleloader contest.
You're in the muzzleloader contest? That's great.
I think I'm already in there from last week.
Okay. Well, that's cool, buddy.
We got you.
Right. Okay.
Got you covered.
Take it easy, Glenn.
Yeah, you too. No, God bless.
God bless. Hey, do you have a beautiful fireplace that you never use? Robin just mentioned the cool weather. Well, we had one, too. It was just a hole in the wall. It kind of sucked the heat out of the room, and We fixed all that when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected an Enviro brand EX35 model gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Village did the installation, and they provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Now, Hearth America at Backyard Village carries both brands, Enviro and Regency. And here's the thing. The worldwide shortage of computer chips, you've heard about this on the news, could delay your idea of owning a new insert. Act now. While supplies last at Hearth America. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Step into the showroom soon so you'll be ready for the coming cold weather. Visit BackyardBillys.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500. Backyard Billy's opens 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. Muzzleloader season coming this week. If it's time for an upgrade, well, you could win a CVA at the end of the month, of course. But if you'd like to decide on another model, our friends at Clyde Sports Shop, Thompson Center, Muzzleloaders, they have the Pro Hunter FX and all the TC models in stock, the Impact, the Bone Collector, the Strike, and the Encore. And early muzzleloader season comes in next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So you can see all that stuff and all the stuff that goes with it, powder, bullets, cleaning supplies, and accessories. All at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. For firearms, licenses, gunsmithing, and scope mounting, it's Clyde Sports Shop. You'll be glad you did. And we'll be right back after these messages.
You need to discover SML Footwear in Millersville. It's at 401 Headquarters Drive along Veterans Highway. That's right off Interstate 97. SML Footwear carries Dunlop rubber boots in several styles for hunting or for work. If you need deck boots, SML Footwear has Grundon's footwear and Grundon's rainwear, too, so you can dress like a waterman. And the display walls at SML Footwear are covered in thousands of socks. Insulated, wool, hunting, work, diabetic, and everyday socks for men, women, and youth with Fox River socks and Carolina Ultimate socks that are made right here in the USA. All socks are 25% off at SML Footwear. Yes, 25% off with custom and bulk ordering available. SML Footwear also offers a 10% discount to police, fire, military, and first responders. Search SML Footwear online or Facebook. Stop by right off Interstate 97 or call 443-685-3779. That's 443-685-3779. Your feet will love you. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Making a living the old hard way, taking and giving my day by day. I did snow and the rain and the bright sunshine.
Taking the line. All right. Dragon Line for those rockfish. Yes, indeed. Young of the year down to, what did I say, 3.2?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that? Yeah, 3.2. So, not a good thing on the rockfish. So, the phone number, 410-WCBM680, 410-922-6680, if you'd like to call in and get on the muzzleloader contest. Let's take a look at the folks at the NRA. The NRA has filed their final brief in a key Second Amendment case before the Supreme Court in the United States. This is from the NRA ILA website. The final reply brief has been filed in the NRA ILA-supported case challenging New York's restrictive concealed carry licensing regime. This was the final filing before the Supreme Court hears the oral arguments on November 3rd. As NRA ILA argues, New York law infringes on the Second Amendment by prohibiting the average law-abiding citizen from exercising their constitutional right of self-defense. By requiring law-abiding citizens to first convince government officials that they have good cause to carry a firearm that distinguishes them from the general community, New York's licensing scheme treats lawful Americans like felons and grants government officials virtually unbridled discretion to grant or withhold what the Constitution presumptively guarantees to all. The brief, which can be read in its entirety on the NRA ILA website, declares that the Second Amendment protects the right of the people to keep and bear arms. The Constitution enshrines not just the homebound right to keep arms, but a right to bear them outside the home where the need for self-defense is acute. Under New York's current law, the time when a handgun may be carried outside the home for self-defense is never, the place is nowhere, and the manner is not at all. That is evisceration, not a regulation of the right. No state should be able to criminalize a constitutionally enumerated right. This NRA-ILA-backed case gives the Supreme Court of the United States the opportunity to remind every American of that. NRA-ILA remains dedicated to protecting the right of all Maryland's to keep, all Americans to keep and bear arms, even beyond the walls of their home. The case is captioned New York State Rifle and Pistol Associations Incorporated versus Bruen, B-R-U-E-N. So there you go. Supreme Court's going to hear another Second Amendment case beginning on November 3rd, and we'll see how it pans out. What do you think? How do you think it's going to pan out, folks? 410-WCBM-680. What do you think the rockfish, Young of the Year survey? What do you think of early muzzleloader season? What do you think about anything? That's what this show is about, the sharing of ideas and opinions. Not just me reading the news and bantering with Robin, although I like that part because we banter a lot, or talking to Chris, or getting in a muzzleloader contest. It's about sharing the news and sharing your opinion. That's what we want to hear, 410-922-6680. Right, Chris?
He's answering a phone
call. That's good.
Yeah, we have Keith on the line.
Let's talk to Keith. Good morning, Keith.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Hi, Keith.
Hey, Robin. How are you guys doing?
Doing great.
Good.
I do want to comment on a couple of things. The Second Amendment, right, that you're speaking of, is it boils back to the basically the right to bear arms for the militia to protect the slave owners.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
But that's what the Second Amendment actually boils back to. I would challenge you on that Second Amendment right.
Okay.
Now, second of all, what we're headed to with their crisis is we have container ships in America that are not being unloaded. And so we're not going to see Christmas goods.
What does that have to do with the Second Amendment, Keith?
It has nothing to do with the Second
Amendment. Exactly. So we kind of stick to the outdoor topics here, fishing, hunting, the great outdoors. So when you can bring it back to that, we'll appreciate your call. And thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Have a great day. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Like to hear from you. Chris is diligently screening calls. And hey, he got a lot of play on his first squirrel. You know that, Robin?
What? Oh, sorry. What?
He got a lot of play on his squirrel.
Yes,
on
he
Facebook.
Did.
Okay.
Yep.
So we invite you to like our pages: Outdoorsman Radio Show, number one; number two, Maryland Hunting Quarterly; number three, Bucks, Bears, Stags; number four, Maryland Loves Crabs; number five, Geestern Shore, Geestern Shore. Those are the five Facebook pages that that we have that relate to our business. And if you'd ever like to see what we actually do, go to ellisoutdoors.com. When you're on ellisoutdoors.com, you can see some of, visit some of our sponsors' websites, and you can you know, see what those websites associated with those businesses are, including the Outdoorsman Show. And you can read about Robin and I on there if you like. Robin has not posted her bio on there yet. I think maybe that's going to be the next thing, next thing we put on there.
I'm more of a soap opera than a bio.
Robin was impressed the other day when I ticked through all of her last names. Do you remember that?
Ha ha ha.
I thought it was amusing at the time. Maybe it was not so well thought out to talk about it on the radio.
Oh, I don't care. I talk about it. I got y'all numbered. You're number four, so it doesn't matter.
Three.
Four.
Who's number four?
You are.
Three.
No, you're four.
What do you mean I'm number? Oh, I'm your number four. Yeah, I've been married three times.
I know that. That has nothing to do with you. I said you're number four.
I see. Well, as long as I'm not. I'm an irradiate, I am an irradiate, I am, I am.
Keep it up. You might be getting married for the one on your number eight again.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'll remarry you when I'm getting ready to die.
Okay, let's talk to Dale in Easton. Good morning, Uncle Dale.
Hey, Dale.
Hello, good Dale.
Good morning. Good
hey,
morning.
Buddy.
How are you two doing?
Doing great.
We're really good, actually.
Good.
Doing great.
Alan, I was a little bit late this morning. My apologies, and I just caught the tail end.
Oh, okay.
Going over the servers, so could, if you could please give me a recap, I'd appreciate it.
3.2. Yep.
Okay.
3.2. The way below the long-term average of 11.4.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and it's been that way. This is the third year in a row.
Well, the first thing that comes to mind, Alan, is the old CCR song, Bad Moon Rising.
Yes, exactly.
I think there's going to be very interesting times with ASMFC and all those folks and our northern neighbor. So
exactly.
It's interesting. So, Alan, what were some of the other species results, too?
Well, they only mentioned a couple. The number one is noteworthy observation, the increased numbers of Atlantic menhaden in the chop tank, and healthy reproduction of the American shad in the Potomac. That's good news for you. And then the survey documented reproduction of invasive blue catfish in the upper Chesapeake Bay for the first time.
Yeah.
That's not good news.
Yeah, I'd like to have had a little more. I guess if you go online, you get a little more detail. I'd like to see what the Clutes did in some of the other systems.
Sure, absolutely.
So okay.
Yeah, I didn't go on and get the details. I just wanted to get the highlights, the headlines.
Well, the striped bass is the big one, of course.
Oh yeah, of course.
It's going to be an interesting 6 months coming up because it's
yep.
Because you had alluded to this earlier in one of the previous shows about, you know, problems arising.
Oh, no question.
So it's
yep.
It's
yes,
going to carry over, and it's going to be interesting. So
it is, no question.
So. Right. You up for coffee this week sometime?
Yes, I am. We can do that.
Okay.
Okay.
Good. Robin, you all take care.
Oh, you too, Dale. You have a great
all
one.
Right.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye. There we go. Oh, let's see. Wes is on the line. Good morning, Wes.
Good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin.
Hey,
good
buddy.
Morning.
How you doing?
I'm pretty good. I wasn't able to pick up the radio station hardly at all this morning coming in from Carroll County. And so I thought I'd call just so I can hear what's going on.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad you called. Did you get in the contest?
Yeah, I did. Yes, indeed.
Okay, good.
Yeah, Chris got my information. It is Chris, right?
It is Chris, yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Yes. So, is there anything with the radio station that the signal's not coming out as strong? Or?
You know what? I don't know. I mean, they boost the signal sometime during the show, but I'm not sure if there's anything in particular going on. That would be a question for Chris.
Oh, okay.
So, he's probably busy right now, so... You know, answering calls. So, how you been? How you been?
I've been well. I've been crazy busy. Oh, my goodness. You know, since COVID, you know, I built custom furniture and a lot of shops have gone out of business and we have picked up one world of work and I'm just crazy right now.
That's great. Do you have a website?
Custom Commercial Interiors.
Custom Commercial Interiors.
I'm looking it up now.
That sounds great.
I just bought some homemade furniture, and I love it.
Yep.
Custom
Commercial Interiors.
Yep. I had a nice visit with Matt Hollis last Friday. I know you know Matt. We toured a couple places down here in the shore, and we were looking at a place to do some phragmitis abatement. The owner wants to cut some trails between his stands, and you know the Berkey can do that with a 7-foot cutter bar. And then we looked at another pond that is a waterfowl pond, so we can't do anything on that till February, March, which is when we do a lot of work with Legacy Waters, and so that's going to be a dredge job. On about an acre of the 3.2 acre pond. So,
Wow.
Yeah. So,
I think my brother and I were talking about having him come out this fall. And
yep.
I don't think we put an actual date on it yet.
Right. So, we're going to do that. I'm sure I know your name's on the list.
Yeah,
but,
should I wait until more of the colder weather? Or, because, I think we were thinking more like right around now.
Yeah, well, give me...
Better time or worse time?
Any time. I mean, here's the way I figure it. I don't know if... I think I announced this a couple of weeks ago. I'm working as an independent for them, independent
right.
contractor. So have they been on site and done the benthic survey and all that stuff yet?
Yeah.
Okay. So they know what needs done.
Spring.
Yeah. I'd give them a call.
Okay.
I'd give them a call. So that would be the easiest thing to do. So I've got two assessments that were done this week. I've got to get with Bob up there in Caroline County. I've got his assessment done. And another fella, I believe his name is Paul out in Boonesboro or somewhere out that way. So
okay.
we're... Oh yeah. Well, it's fun. It is. It's fun. It's a lot of fun. So,
it's a really great service.
I'm sorry.
Very
I'm sorry.
They came out. They really gave us a great write up on what we had. They
yep.
moved the pond. Everything. It was very professionally done.
Yes, indeed.
Until he did this, I thought ponds were just ponds, and you sat there and you. Looked at them, and I'm learning stuff about ponds that I never knew. I mean, it's wild. Because I just thought you just had a pond, it was there, and it just stayed there. And
well, I learned so much from Matt the other day, as far as his benthic survey. He says, I got a pair of waders and a belly boat. And I take my pole out there, and my benthic survey tells me everything I need to know about how much, puts the pole down in and goes right down to pan. And he said, I do this in several locations. I'm guessing he did that in your pond. Gave an estimation of how much sediment is in the pond. And based on how much sediment, that's going to tell you how much time it's going to take to get the machine in there and do that. And that's what your price is based on, is basically time and materials. And then there's a couple other things that you have to figure in is where are you going to put the materials? You know, there was one we did here in Easton where it was invasive species, and they went in with the bucket and pulled the stuff out with the root bucket, loaded it in the farmer's bucket on his tractor, and, you know, he offloaded it into someplace on his farm. But, you know, there's other things you can do. You can take that nutrient-rich soil and spread it across, you know, croplands or anything else. So we've got some good stuff coming up with that. So I'm excited about that opportunity. So,
well, you know, I guess our next step, like I said, they're probably waiting on us. I don't know. Like I said, I don't think we ever put a date on.
Right, right.
Wouldn't hurt
to give them a call. So, and I'll send Matt a text here shortly and tell him that you called the radio show.
Okay, great.
Okay, I know. I mean, I think he's listening, so we'll see.
Okay.
I tell you, between him and Matt and I'll get Elaine.
Elaine, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Make sure I got it right. I'm learning a lot.
Exactly. So.
Yeah, I spoke to Elaine when we got this whole thing
yep.
started, you know, and then Matt came over and. Got the ball rolling. It was great.
Exactly. So, all right, buddy. Appreciate the call.
Oh, nice to hear from you. And I'm looking your stuff up right now.
Okay, great. Well, enjoy and see some of the work that we've done.
I look
Perfect.
Forward to it.
Yep. Sounds good.
All right. You guys have a great weekend and stay safe out there.
You too, buddy. Thank you.
All right. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Bye. I just got a call from Senator Jack Bailey. I think he wants to go on the air. So I'll send him the call-in number, 410-922-6680. Let me tell you folks about Macrotech Archery Pro Shop, 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach. They carry the Matthews bow, including the new V3, that brand, Bowtech Diamond, which is the same company. I shoot a Bowtech, so, you know, I'm very, very familiar with that. And Hoyt. And now the PSE Evo line for dealers only. Crossbows include Mission, Raven, and 10 Point. And they tune each bow and crossbow to perfection before it leaves. You can shoot it before you go and make sure it shoots fine at 20 yards, and it will fill your – and you know what? Each bow will fit your unique draw length and poundage requirements. That's what they had to do with Jacob's bow. They had to adjust it from 29 to 27 inches, and it worked out great for him. So choose your arrows and your accessories, and all will be mounted professionally correctly. If you ask, they can observe and correct any shooting issues you may have on the indoor range. Len Marsh is one of Maryland's most respected bow technicians. Beginners, diehard bow hunters, athletes, and the well-connected know about Len and Macrotech Archery's reputation for excellence. He's done work for me on my crossbow and compounds, and now the bow technician, Corey. He's a top-notch dude. Crossbow hunters, if you bought your crossbow at Macrotech and it breaks, and Macrotech can't fix it in 24 hours, Macrotech will supply you with a loaner crossbow so you won't miss a day of hunting. Macrotech is a certified service center for 10 Point, Wicked Ridge, and Horton crossbows. Stop by Macrotech Archery Pro Shop at 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach. Visit MacrotechArchery.com or their Facebook page. The phone number is 410-789-7777. Call 410-789-7777. Macro knows bows.
I like that. Where they let you do the loaner.
Yeah.
Because as a wife, you know how grumpy your husband gets when something happens and he can't go hunting. So I think that's the best thing they got.
They have several. Yes, they do. And
I like
and
that
people
idea.
Take advantage of that because, you know.
I think it's great. I think it's a super thing to offer.
Well, cool.
Just from a woman's perspective.
From a woman's perspective. Gotcha. Well, we appreciate that. But you're right. We do get grumpy in hunting season, and we want to go.
Yeah, I know.
So
you get grumpy with the heat too.
Yeah, I wanted to go yesterday. The wind was perfect, but I'm not going out there in the heat. And I didn't go last Saturday because I wanted to go, but there was rain in the forecast. So as a bow hunter, you don't want to shoot an animal, you know, and have the blood trail washed out by rain. So there's a lot of ifs. I just wait for the rut. I'm fine. I'm good. Muzzle early, muzzle loader season, 2 days, 3 days this week. I'm out of here.
Yeah, cool. No problem.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Early October's featured a lot of warm weather for the East Coast, and we've got a big drop to the numbers just around the corner tonight. Cold front coming into Maryland. 80 degrees this afternoon and warm weather with thunderstorms ahead of the cold front. Low tonight, 50 degrees, turning much cooler into Sunday morning. And then sunshine Sunday, lower humidity, and a beautiful back half of the weekend. Tomorrow's high 67. We're in the 40s and 50s for Sunday night and 60s Monday. I'm Scott Laurie Moore at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Burbender Sharpening is a world-renowned knife sharpening business located right here in Maryland. As a matter of fact, if you've ever seen a cooking show on your favorite food channel, Jimmy from Burbender's most likely sharpens their knives. But wait, there's more. As anglers and hunters, we depend on our knives to fillet fish, field dress game, and lots of other chores. As regular folks, we mow our lawn, cut our wood, and cook our food. We use scissors and shears and chainsaws and a host of tools that need to be sharp for best results. Burbender's sharpens everything. Burbender's is located at 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater, open Monday through Saturday, 8 till 3. And on Mondays, they even set up their mobile unit at Homestead Gardens in Severna Park from 9 till 2. You can always swing by their Edgewater shop for a quick turnaround or check burbenders.com for how and where to mail in your knives and tools for sharpening. Call toll-free 888-724-4769. That's 888-724-4769 with any question. Burbender specializes in the sharpening of high-end cutlery and can renew your household knives to better than new. Take all your kitchen knives to Burbender's. You won't be sorry. Burbender Sharpening in Edgewater sharpens everything. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, we're back. Let's talk to Senator Jack Bailey on his way to the duck blind. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Alan. How are you this morning?
Doing well. Hey, how about yourself? I'm sorry, I didn't show the respect. I said should have said good morning, Senator.
No, you are absolutely fine. Everybody just calls me Jack anyway, except when we're up there in Annapolis. So the
then what do they call you?
Yeah. Well, that's for another day.
I got it.
I wanted to call in to just say good morning to you, tell you, you know, how forward we're looking to this morning because, you know, today's the first day of duck season.
Yep.
And we only get a couple days to youth hunt. So what we're doing this morning is, even though it's a regular day, anybody can hunt.
Sure.
I've got four children going with us this morning.
Great.
Two of them have never shot a duck today.
Oh, man.
Before. So I was down here in the marsh yesterday, and even though it's warm, the ducks were flying around. So
cool.
I was very hopeful.
Indeed, and, you should be. Yep.
Yep. So just hoping a lot of people are getting out there, and I wanted to just give a quick plug to say, you know, we're within a month of the youth deer season.
Yes, we are.
We're three weeks to youth waterfowl.
Yep.
And the biggest thing is there's a bunch of youth hunts that are out there that are looking for kids right now.
No question.
I'm going to send you some information on it, Alan.
Okay.
So you can get it out. I know we've got one we're sponsoring through my office. There's one in southern in Charles County that they're sponsoring, and I saw them. They're looking for children. So if people are out there and they have youth that are interested, we want to get them out. We want a safe environment, and we want to go ahead and introduce them to the outdoor hunting and world life that we all appreciate.
Absolutely. Absolutely, sir. Yes, sir. Well, you have a good luck today. You know, shoot straight and get some of those beautiful wood ducks. They're gorgeous. And hopefully you have a lot of them out there.
So, and if we do well right away, we'll text you some pictures and we'll just let you know how we did.
That'd be great, buddy. Text me pictures anyway, because I'm putting out the fall issue of the quarterly, so we'll make sure we put a couple in there.
Okay. All right. We'll do that. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you, Senator.
Okay.
Bye bye. All right. There we go. We got to do our third break. And sorry, we've got Philip and Fran on the line. Maybe Philip and Fran can hold on or call back. We're just kind of bumping up against the clock here, unfortunately. And I'm sorry about that. So let's talk about a couple of our sponsors here. And thank you, Senator, for calling in. We appreciate it. So fall is here, you know, and the cool weather temperatures, of course, and you have plenty of time to have some more crab feasts and have some more picnics. And I'll tell you, I like grilling in the fall. In the wintertime, you know, you get out there and you put some hamburgers and hot dogs on the grill and you stand there and it's warm right in front of the grill and you take them up on the deck and people are, oh, it's great. Backyard Billy's on Kent Island is your go-to place for making backyard fun. Sorry. They have a giant selection of colorful, weatherproof poly outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs, especially Adirondack chairs. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll find swing sets, you know, great Christmas presents for the kids, and they're in stock. You're not waiting on the, you know, the port somewhere. Storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside Backyard Billy's showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills, pellet grills by Traeger, ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe, and Big Green Egg, all there at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. And there's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings to warm up those chilly fall evenings. Keep in mind, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. BackyardBillies.com, 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue in Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. Time for me to tell you about our friends at Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors in Edgewater. Their hunting department is filling up fast. There's a fine selection of firearms from Gunrunner Arsenal, Matthews and Hoyt compound bows, and Mission 10 Point and Wicked Ridge crossbows. A large selection of arrows and broadheads and attractant scents and Habitat brand camo. You can try your archery skills on the Monster Video shooting wall, and they have the deer corn too. The waterfowl department has decoys, blind bags, and ammo, and they're an authorized dealer now for Bigfoot decoys. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, located 3137 Solomon's Island Road on the northbound side, near Advance Auto Parts. Call 410-956-0300. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors has everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing and freshwater tidal and bay fish and tackle, too. For more information, call 410-956-0300 or visit BayCountryCrabbingSupply.com, your local crabbing headquarters. Attention, watermen, bring your license for your discount, and we'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bed liner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex bed liner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, I think we could get maybe Phillip's call in here. Good morning, Phillip. How are you?
Good morning, Miss Robin, Mr. Allen. How's everybody?
Doing good.
I'm wonderful now. How are you doing, Phillip?
Oh, we're in good shape. We're in good shape. I'll try to make it real quick. Allen, you talk a lot about rifles and scopes and stuff, and I've got a fabulous little .22 that the iron sights for close-up shots, it's just ridiculous.
I got it.
You really got to know how to do it. I'm looking for an inexpensive but fairly accurate scope for that rifle. What would you recommend?
You know what I'll do? During the break, I will go back, and I will take a look on my .22 Magnum. And it is a .22 scope, and I can't remember who built it. That's the only thing I can't remember. There's one that I find that I replaced my old scope, my 3-6 power scope I had when I first got my .22 back in 1965, 66, and I still shoot that .22 Magnum lever action Winchester. But I did replace the scope on it, and I will tell you that scope is as accurate as can be. So if you'll give me a minute through the break to answer your question, I will be more than glad to make a recommendation. Here's what I say, though. Always buy the best scope you can afford.
Oh, yes.
You know, and I've switched everything out from low end to a little bit higher end. I'll go with primarily Leupold's my go-to scope, but I have gone to a couple of others, and there's some really good scope companies out there, and there's some up-and-comers coming along too. But, you know, I'm going to stick with Leupold with their guarantee and so forth. So, but there's, you know, there's a lot of advancements in rifle scopes these days. So.
Yes, I've got an ATN, night vision scope, and that thing is unbelievable.
Yep.
To target it, to sight it in and everything, it's just unbelievable. I didn't want to believe it. Miss Robin, now my question to you.
Yes, sir.
It is a cherry, well, it's not cherry, but like a walnut-colored stock on it, and I'm going to go to you for the color. What color should I do the scope in?
The scope or the stock?
Scope.
No, the scope.
Oh.
Cherry.
He wants to know if it's stainless, black, or camo.
Black.
Black matte. I agree.
Black matte. Yeah, definitely
right,
black matte, not
you.
Shiny.
No.
Mr. Ellis, real quick, if you wake up from a nap after coming in from hunting and Miss Robin's measuring you, she jumped on that furniture maker real quick. She might be looking for a closet to put you in when you're a bad boy.
I'm thinking maybe a coffin.
Keep you around a little longer.
I think the closet's your best bet.
You got it.
I love it.
All right, buddy.
You have a wonderful day. You made my day. You closed out my hour perfect.
Thanks, Phil.
Cool. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Everybody, get out, stay safe. Have a great day. Enjoy the rain. We need it.